Welcome to Raising Deaf Children Podcast. Our parent company is Deaf Parenting. This is Alex Stephen with this episode entitled, I Will Not Trade Him for the World. In this segment, I will share with you some of my experiences in having a deaf child. Yes, when we got the news, it was a shocker. But with grace, faith, and trust, our love and relationship grew and continues to grow to this day. I want to talk specifically to the parents, especially fathers who think about leaving their families. You could be leaving the best thing that was given to you. Do the best with what is given to you in this life. Do not run. That child could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Please download our free story, PDF and audio by going to www.deafparenting.com. I will not trade him for the world. A relationship and memories that I will cherish for the rest of my life. The first year, we were not aware of Larry's deafness and treated him as normal. When he was 1 year old, we got the news he was deaf. Our quest to ensure the best future for him began, which led us to hearing tests in Chicago, USA when he was 2 years old and his acceptance to Kendall Elementary School at Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. We were looking for alternatives, but coming to the U.S. and getting him the best education was what we chose. I remember when we got the news and we spoke to our elderly neighbor, Mrs. Arno. She said to us that Larry could turn out to be the best thing that ever happened to us. She said he could be the best child you ever had. At that time, I had no idea what she was talking about. But today, I see how prophetic her words were. We had a lot of fun times in Trinidad. I remember the morning and afternoon drives. Larry could not sleep without his evening drive. One Sunday night at 11 p.m. he will not sleep and we had to put him in the car and drive him until he fell asleep. His grandmother took care of him while we worked and he was very close to her. No one else could babysit him. Larry was a very active child. He was always running, climbing, jumping, and playing. Sports was really a good outlet for his energy. I was teased by friends that I used all my spare time to drive Larry around. The Kentucky Fried Chicken story, his favorite. He had a keen sense of direction and remembered the three streets that led to the KFC. His pointing and indication grew louder and harder as you passed each street. And if you passed it, then he cried, it seemed forever. I remember once we passed all three streets and had to get out at the next town exit off the highway to get him his KFC. The only way to calm him down. Marabella School for the Deaf, it was the only option we had. Larry went to school there half day every 2 weeks. His grandmother, Ra's mom, accompanied him and waited for him until I arrived and took them home. Larry loved the beach and going in the water. You can stay all day. He was never satisfied. He never wanted to go home. At times we went to the beach 4 times a week and at least once a week. Larry also loved to watch sports on television. He will lie on the carpet and eat and sleep there, watching any type of sports on TV. He watched wrestling, boxing, soccer, rugby, cricket, anything that was sports related. Larry loved sports because we believed it was very visual. We were always thankful for such a beautiful and intelligent child, and we wanted the best for him. Can you see some of the fun times we shared as he was growing up? Wouldn't you like to have these moments with your child? Please download our free story, PDF and audio, by going to www.deafparenting.com. Our move to the USA when Larry was just over 4 years old was challenging, but we grew closer together. As Larry attended Kendall Elementary, my wife Raz and I had to coordinate our classes in university so that someone will be there in the morning and evening for him. We came late a few times and had to go to his school to pick him up. We had no car and had to do all the coordination with buses. I remember a time Larry got so hot on his school bus with his winter coat and hat, they rushed him in the hospital not knowing what was wrong with him. We had no insurance and had to pay the hospital and ambulance costs. Thank God nothing was wrong with him. We also attended sign language classes on weekends at Gallaudet University. Now we talk about these events and stories and laugh about them, but the time and experiences we shared together are priceless. Wouldn't you like to experience the fun and challenging times with your child? When our daughter Charisma came to the US in fall of that year, we now had to coordinate with her daycare. People said it was impossible. We could not do it. I am telling you, if you make the commitment, focus and hope, and have hope, you will accomplish what others think is impossible. Fortunately for us, we had friends from school who were able to accompany the kids to Trinidad for 2 summer vacations. We missed them a lot, but it gave us a chance to work. Funny thing, when they came back to the States crying, we were shocked to know that they were not crying for Raz and I, but they wanted to go back to Trinidad to be with their grandparents and relatives. Anyhow, it was back to reality. They were stuck with Mom and Dad and going to school. However, they are now very grateful for their education. We work part-time in school, and on occasion, Larry's bus will drop him off at Howard University. Both Charisma and Larry spent time with us in school. They were with us at work and even attended some classes on occasion. I remember taking Larry one night to a group project I had in school. We had to do things out of necessity, and we enjoyed every moment of it. As a result, both Larry and Charisma were well known around campus. People are amazed when we tell them that our kids attend all our celebrations, that is birthdays, anniversaries, whatever. All 4 of us did it all together. Now it's all 6 with Amrit and Ravina. How does our story relate to what is happening in your life? Our story and real life experience is one of hope. Please download our free story, PDF and audio by going to www.deafparenting.com. Larry loves sports from childhood. We have a lot of memories going to games and sporting events at Capitol Stadium in Maryland, Boston Garden in Boston, Mass., and soccer and baseball games when we traveled. I learned the game of basketball when I interpreted for Larry on the town team at the Boys and Girls Club. As the interpreter, I quickly became the assistant coach. Larry's team won the championship that year. He also played basketball at a learning center for the deaf. However, he decided to concentrate on his first love, soccer. I remember World Cup Soccer 1994 in Massachusetts, USA. It was a highlight for our family. We purchased tickets to see all 6 games. We enjoyed taking time off for the games, barbecuing before the games, mingling with people from all over the world who came to see the games, and we made friends, so much friends that a World Cup. And we enjoyed seeing the world's top soccer players. It was really a fun time, and we all enjoyed it and bond together as a family. I was fortunate to be able to interpret at Larry's games at the town level, varsity, and club level. They were fun as well as challenging times. I can recall his progress on each team. I remember his first team, the coaches recognized him as a potential player, looking at him, player for that first year. The second year, people were amazed at his speed and skills. third team he played on, they won the championship, and he was one of the top three players on that team. As a result, the fourth year he was on the town all-star team, which was coached by the Marlboro High School varsity coach, a well-respected coach. That was when he got his opportunity to get on the varsity team and also be recognized by clubs. Larry playing for Marlboro High School varsity was one of challenges and fun. I remember distinctly one night they had an away game. The game was going so boring. Halftime, the score was 0-0. Larry went in after halftime and he scored and energized the team. It was such a beautiful goal. I remember he got the ball at half line, beat one defender, then the goalkeeper, ran to the goal and scored. He then ran off the field, jumped on me and hugged me. He then went over to the parents' stands, which was on the other side of the field, and encouraged them to cheer along. It was amazing. The officials waited while he made his rounds. They won the game 5-0. What passion he has for soccer. He really, really loves soccer, and you could see it when he's on the field. It's really a joy to see him play. When he played for club, I remember the coach saying, Larry was the only kid that listened to him, and he is deaf. He was a key player on all his teams. We enjoyed all his games for the town, varsity, clubs, university, and U.S. Men's Deaf Olympic team. We traveled to see him play in Wales, Italy, and California. I remember his indoor games in winter, going through the snowstorms. Larry insisted he has to go and play. Sometimes after the games, we will be looking for restaurants that open after midnight to eat. We had such fun. We built relationship with the coaches, parents, players, and officials. Some of the boys he played with, they now play with the Major League Soccer in the USA. While Larry was teaching high school, he was a head soccer coach, and the team won two championships that season. I look back at his soccer career, I was like, wow, what a journey. I would not give up this experience for nothing in the world. When Larry went to California State University in Northridge, CSUN, there was a void in my life. I really, truly missed being around him, going to his practice, his games, and looking at sports together. I must say, he is truly independent and adjusts quickly, and it's because he knows what he wants and he is focused. I was fortunate when he was at CSUN, my business travels took me to the West Coast, so I got to visit with him quite frequently. Larry went to school at 17 years old. For his 18th birthday, I flew out to California, took him out to dinner in Santa Monica Beach. He had no friends at that time. However, the next year, I called a month in advance to schedule my trip for his birthday. He said, Dad, I'll have to get back to you. I have to check my schedule. He did get back to me. He said he was celebrating his birthday with his friends. He could not see me until 4 to 6 weeks after his actual birthday. Wow, was I happy. He adjusted all right, and he had a lot of friends now, and I did not have to make that birthday trip. Do you want to enjoy such experiences and fun together with your child? I'm sure you do. Parents are amazed at our relationship. I tell them the key is communication. Larry makes a final decision on what he wants. We just guide and direct him. Once he decides, he gets our full support. Larry and his wife Amrit did their masters at McDaniel College in Maryland, which was an 8-hour drive away, closer than California, which was a 6-hour plane ride away. After graduation, both he and Amrit moved to Massachusetts for work. We were fortunate that they stayed with Raz and I for a while before purchasing their home. Larry now has his own family, a wife, and a beautiful daughter, Ravina Jasley. He and his wife are teachers, and they are very involved in the deaf community. Think really hard if you want to enjoy a relationship like this with your child. As a result of our experiences, our entire family is closer. Our memories together are priceless. I will not trade him for the world. Thanks so much for listening to Raising Deaf Children podcast. Please visit our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free PDF and audio of our story. We appreciate your comments and feedback. Please feel free to share your story with us on the blog. I am sure it will help other people on their journey. The highlight of this episode: communication is the key. As a father, I receive a great blessing from having a deaf child. The bonding, father-son relationship, the joy and love we continue to share. The quote of the day: be not simply good, be good for something. Henry David Thoreau. Our next episode is going to be on education. I will discuss the Individual Educational Plan, IEP, and how you can improve the reading skills of your child. Thanks again for listening, and see you on the next episode. Bye now.